Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And it's one of those problems that's getting, more and more prevalent. It was once a time, especially in Newcastle, where a lot of people didn't think that the Newcastle and Hunter region had a homeless problem. Obviously, it has done for a long period of time, but it is now coming to the fore. More and more people working harder and harder to try and eliminate it. It's not a simple solution to a big problem. And next Monday is World Homeless Day, and Registry Week will be happening in Newcastle. And it's great to have a chat this morning. Belinda McDade from St. Vincent de Paul. Belinda, good morning. It truly is a sad indictment on a nation, especially a profitable, wealthy nation like Australia, that we have so many homeless. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd, and good morning, listeners. Look, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to come on the radio and talk to people about homelessness. As you said, it is a significant problem that we're all grappling with across our communities, and very confronting. So it's great when everyone gets together in a bit of a coordinated fashion to address it in a different way. And I guess that's what Newcastle Registry Week is aiming to do.
I suppose the big challenge is when we think of people who are homeless, we think of someone who is living in a park or living rough out on the street. But there are so many different elements. You know, there's the lounge hopping, there's staying with friends. We've discovered over the last couple of months, staying in cars. There are just so many elements to being homeless, isn't there?
Yeah, that's correct. And I guess for most people, you know, we do have the image that it's only rough sleepers. But when you're working in the sector, you come across a lot of variations of that, and it's really important that people realise that there's lots of different layers of intervention, and that's provided now in the community, and to seek support sooner rather than later. And I think for particularly, I guess, what we're trying to do is look at some of the more systemic problems around long-term rough sleepers as well. And that's what the Newcastle Registry Week is aiming to address this October. And it's the first time it's ever been run in Newcastle. It's based on a model from New York. A lady called Roseanne Haggerty was the founder of Common Ground, and really looked at developing a model that really determined how vulnerable people were, and basically looked at, well, if everyone got together in the community from all across the sector, business people, health workers, police, local councils, governments, not-for-profits, if we all got together and we did a survey around with these people and looked at, well, who is the most vulnerable and how do we then address their immediate needs through housing them first and then looking at wraparound services. It's had a huge success in other countries. It's had a huge success across Australia. And so Newcastle are going to host its first this year in October. So it's good for us in terms of workers, if you're in the sector, to be trying something new. And everyone working together, there's a huge commitment across Newcastle from service providers, from Housing New South Wales, local government, local council. You know, this is a project that everyone has really galvanised across Newcastle to make it happen. So I'm quite optimistic about it. It's a time where, yes, things are confronting, but I think when you're working daily in the system, there's a lot of very dedicated staff and people that are wanting to make a difference.
Contributors wide and varied. If you think someone is a contributor or someone would like to be a part of it, what's the easiest way they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, look, the easiest way is to contact the Matthew Talbot Homeless Service, and I can quickly give you the telephone number. It's 4961 1411, and ask for Michael.
Excellent, excellent.
If you want to register online, just hop on the Vinnie's website and go to the Matthew Talbot page. There's information there of how anyone can volunteer or register.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Belinda. What we'll do, we'll have a link on our webpage to those services. As I said, it's unfortunately something that's not going to be cured overnight, and it's going to take a lot of contributors to help the stakeholders, and as I said, across all areas of the community and politics. But you've got to start somewhere, and this is a fantastic start, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, and thank you, listeners.
2NURFM 103.7.